Welcome to week 4 of the Dream Ignition program. I hope you've been really encouraged this week as you have activated your dream with some tangible steps. I'd love to know how this has gone, so please email me or visit my website dreamscoaching.org. Today we will review your actions, checking they were appropriate and thinking about your next steps. In the second part of today's audio, we will focus on how we upgrade our mindset so we are attaching faith to our actions. If you manage to complete your actions, well done. Your success will provide motivation for your next actions. In a moment, turn the audio off and answer the following questions. Write them down now. What were the results of your actions? How have these results made you feel? Did you choose the right actions? If not, what may have been better actions? Select one or two new actions to complete this week. Okay, turn off the audio now and answer these questions. Welcome back. The activation you have just completed will have helped you think through how we select actions and choose the ones that will provide the most fruit and momentum on our dream journey. When we are setting actions for ourselves, a helpful question to ask is, how will I know when I have achieved this? If we are unable to answer this question, our action is not specific enough and needs adapting. Let me give you an example. One of my own dreams is to see depression and hopelessness lifted off our nation and replaced with outrageous hope. If I had the action to coach people suffering from depression, it is a bit vague and I wouldn't necessarily know when I had achieved it. For example, would I have coached one person with depression or 100 people? Would I have had one coaching session with each person, or would I have wanted to see each person have a coaching session and pursue a dream? Many different scenarios would qualify. A better action would be to coach one person suffering with depression by the end of July 2020. And see them take an action step towards a dream. This is far more specific and much easier to know when the action is completed. Our next activation is to look at our selected actions for next week and check that they are specific and measurable. Turn the audio off now, check your actions and rewrite them if necessary. Welcome back. Celebration is a key ingredient to a successful dream journey. It's so important that we celebrate every step towards our dreams and have hearts full of gratitude. I believe that celebration is so much better when it is partnered with family and community. We can individually be thankful and celebrate what we are seeing of God's goodness as we dream, or we can share it with others so they can be thankful too. Other people can also grab hold of your testimony and receive it for themselves. A few years ago, one of my friends published her first book, and some of us got together for a book launch party. We ate great food and celebrated my friend's dream fulfilled. Then we all wrote down one of our unfulfilled dreams. We labelled it with the date and took it home as a visual reminder that the day we celebrated my friend's testimony of a dream fulfilled, our dreams were accelerated. Our next activation will help us be more intentional about Thanksgiving and celebration as we dream. Here are some questions for you to ask yourself when thinking about your dream. Write them down now. What am I currently grateful for in my dream journey? What past testimonies of dreams fulfilled do I have? On my dream journey, who can I share my victories with so they can celebrate with me? What testimonies do other people have that will encourage me in my dream journey? Now turn off the audio and have 10 minutes answering these. Welcome back. The answers to your questions will help you dream in connection with other people and will stop you getting isolated or independent in your own dream journey. Another key to successfully igniting our dreams is to upgrade our thinking. In week one, we spent some time remembering who our Father is. When we continually do this, we stay full of faith for our dream and God's ability to work everything together for good in our lives. In my experience of coaching people in their dreams, the key area that holds us back is wrong beliefs. If we keep upgrading our thinking, we will keep moving forward. Our last activation will highlight any thoughts that need changing as we dream. On a sheet of paper, draw two big thought bubbles. Label the first one, "My thoughts about my dream." Label the second one, "God's thoughts about my dream." When we turn the audio off, list your thoughts in the first bubble and then ask Holy Spirit to show you God's thoughts and write them in the second bubble. Now turn the audio off. Welcome back. Bill Johnson says, "I can't afford to think about anything that God isn't thinking." For your homework this week, daily read what God is thinking about your dream and complete your new actions. If you have time, read Numbers chapter 13 and 14, which is the account of Joshua, Caleb and the spies going into the promised land. Notice what encouragements and promises you can take away from this passage that will help you carry on upgrading your mindset. Have a great week.